The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is the extent of my money. I have a credit card.
Yep.
And I have one of those cards where you can get money out of the ATMs. Okay. That's it. I don't know how anything else works.
It's a debit card.
Well, I'll tell you. A nice greeting card can really lift a person's spirits.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, check.
Yeah, she puts $10 in every card for my birthday. That's why I save them.
Now, it's not a debit card because can't you, like, use it at the grocery store and stuff like that?
Yeah, the debit card is the
bill of debit card.
Yeah. Debit card has...
No, I don't. I've never used it as that. No, I've never used it. The only thing I use that card for is to go to the ATM and carry cash.
There's a check in all these? Why don't you cash them?
I don't know. It's $10.
But you got a whole pile here. Look at it. 1987?
Oh, so what?
Are you aware...
What do you use a debit card for? So you can go... Just let me ask you this.
Yep.
You can go and use that like a credit card at the store?
Absolutely. Yeah, and
well,
it just
then
takes.
What the hell do you need a credit card for?
Oh, this is tantamount to a slap in the face.
Oh, get out of here.
Jerry, a gift not enjoyed is like a flower that doesn't blossom.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight.
No Gabe, no Joshy. Get well soon. Return to us so we can be at full strength. Will is here. Hey, Will.
Good morning.
Holding it down.
Holding it down.
Where you been, Will?
I've been here. I just haven't been doing your show.
Well, what the hell? You cheating on us?
No, never. I'm here on Friday mornings.
You know, it is okay if Will wants to work with other shows, Chew.
I am still in school as well.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I know. I feel the same way.
Whatever. There are days I wish I was still in school.
I hated school. There's nothing about school I miss. Although I'd probably be better in school than I was when I was in school.
Okay. You're looking off into the distance like you're having your own little, like, movie playing in your brain.
Hey, just because I picked the wrong major is not my fault.
What major did you pick?
I don't even remember.
Yes.
I mean, you would like to think it was communications.
But it wasn't.
Nope. History, I think I would have been a real good history major.
What would you have done with a history degree, Chew?
That is a hell of a question.
Thank you. That's why they pay me as a reporter. We talked about this a little bit in the first hour of the show. Keyshawn Nixon sending out tweets, yo, Tay, pull back up. Crosby, come be great with a real team, my boy. The jokes, obviously, with Debo Samuel, we broke those down yesterday. It turns out they're pals. He's kind of just playing with him. Do you like that Keyshawn is openly speaking out about needing talent, needing guys to get this team where it wants to be? Because, Chew, we've had this conversation. It means they know they're not good enough. And for some of those guys, after the wide receiver saga of last week, they obviously don't want to hear it. Do you like that there are players campaigning? Good grief, guys. That's the word I was looking for. Campaigning. You know what?
Lobbying's good, though.
Go back to school, okay?
Yeah. You know,
I don't
Where
need
were we on that
sarcasm.
One, DS?
Do you like that, Chew, that there are players from the Packers campaigning and lobbying for other players to join the team?
Not from Keyshawn Nixon.
Okay, the plot thickens. Explain.
I mean, typically your stars on the team are the ones doing the lobbying or campaigning. He just scares me as a guy who thinks he's better than he is. Am I right or wrong? I mean, let's let a coach or the head coach tell you that you're CB1. Don't I hate guys that anoint themselves. Like Chad Ochocinco could not stand. I wouldn't want to spend 2 minutes in a room with a guy. You know?
Is that a self-praise stink PU thing?
Yes. Puts a Hall of Fame jacket on. On the side. I mean, get a life, you know?
Okay.
on this team, your campaign, your guys that should be out there campaigning, obviously Jordan, Josh Jacobs, and probably Xavier McKinney.
Well, sure, but nobody liked, well, not nobody. Some people didn't like Josh Jacobs doing the quote-unquote campaigning or doing the truth serum out at Radio Row last week. Remember? That was the whole...
Well, because he took it a little too far. I mean, you can't degrade a position to try and get, you know, an A player from another team. I don't agree with that. But there is campaign. Like, I'll give you... Like, back in the day, when we got Reggie White, Brett was involved. Brett was involved. And Brett should be involved. And Reggie even said during that time, one of the reasons why he chose Green Bay is because Brett was an up-and-coming quarterback.
Well, and God.
And God. That's what Mike told him on the answer. Yes, this is God. Come to Green Bay. I'm on my way. So it's just like, that's the only thing that bothers me about, you know. Dude, you're not an A player, okay? I don't even know if you're a B player. You may be a B-minus player. I don't think that's going to get it done. Max Crosby's not going to go, oh, Keyshawn Nixon. Can you believe he tweeted me? Keyshawn Nixon? Yeah, I'm going. Doesn't work that way. Sorry. It doesn't.
All right, all right, all right. Hear me out. Jordan Love, also making the rounds during Super Bowl week, during Radio Row, and here is what he had to say when he was on a panel. I believe it was a Bleachers Report panel, and I believe he was with Micah Parsons. Take a listen, Chew.
Is there anybody particular around the league that you feel like should come into the organization, can make an impact for y'all? Somebody you want to shout out that you...
I mean, there's a dude sitting right next to me, man. You know what I mean? That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool, no? You don't think so? How you feel about that? What would your take be on coming to Green Bay?
There's too many Cowboy fans in the audience. There's too many Cowboy fans. My fault.
All right, listen.
My fault.
I'm in one of them Drewski 360 deals. You feel me? I'm a for lifer.
I like that. I like that.
I can't go nowhere.
I like
man,
that.
Man, Jerry Jones, we done talk. You know, that's my dog.
What the hell are they talking about?
I think the Drewski thing caught you off guard, right?
Like, who was on stage? I know Micah Parsons was.
I think it was a host. It was like a host, right?
Oh. Yeah, it was the Micah Parsons podcast in front of a live audience. Just Jordan Love and Micah Parsons.
Oh, Jordan Love was on stage?
Yes, Jordan Love and Micah Parsons.
Okay. Okay. Why, is Parsons on the move now?
Well, no.
I mean, is this...
So Jordan Love was on the podcast with Micah Parsons. They asked him, who would you like to see join your franchise? Who could help you guys? And he says, how about this guy sitting next to me, Micah Parsons? And Parsons says, I'm a Cowboy for life. Which.
Okay. I mean, that's a good effort by Joy. He did it very subtly and in the way it should be done. How much that works? It does work a lot, though, because, you know, obviously Reggie played with Keith Jackson in Philly. And I know he called Keith. Because we traded for Keith. Keith didn't want to come to Green Bay because of the stigma. Not so much of the team, but the stigma. But Reggie eventually got to him and said, hey, we got a good thing going on here. You might want to be part of it, because he never had a Super Bowl ring. You know, but that was part of the time. You know, back in my day, it was older guys that were on the back end that still had value wanted a Super Bowl ring. You don't hear about that much anymore.
But some people think that is the Davante Adams play right now, that Davante Adams wants a Super Bowl ring and
yeah.
You know, would be looking at teams that that are in line for it. Here's what I'm hearing from you. I'm hearing that you're okay with players campaigning for other players to join the team, even though it could be interpreted as we don't have enough as we're currently constructed. You're fine with that. But then you're saying it has to be A players, superstar players who are doing the campaigning, and you would prefer the campaigning was going on behind closed doors as opposed to in the public eye. Am I hearing your stipulations correctly?
I guarantee the main reason for Keyshawn doing this is to get clicks. Clicks drive me nuts, people that have to do that. Why can't you just call a guy and not mention it? You know, and let the guy you're calling... The guy you're calling say, hey, you know what? It was cool. I got a text from Keyshawn. Why does everything have to be look at me, self-promote? Like, it's really nauseating. That's just the way I feel.
Well, I actually heard Mark Tauscher talking about this on Wilde and Tausch last week when the Josh Jacobs stuff was in the news. And his, of many points he made, one of them was, you know, the future is podcasts. These guys finish playing Chew, and they don't want to hang it all up. They want to still be active. They still want to have a revenue stream. And so they want to do a podcast. And so some of the things they're saying during their playing career are laying the groundwork for, look how great I would be as a voice. Look at how, you know what I mean? Like getting themselves out there as a potential podcaster or analyst or studio, you know, contributor. So I sort of understand that, if I'm being honest.
Let me ask you this. Do you listen to podcasts?
Some, not a ton.
Will, does your generation listen to podcasts?
My generation's big into podcasts. I mostly just consume it on like Twitter, like the clips of it. I don't really have the attention span to listen to a full 2 to 3 hour podcast.
That's what, and Angie, my wife, listens to a lot of podcasts. I'm like, there's only one person I want to listen to. I'm sorry.
Are you going to make us guess?
That's me.
Yeah, I figured. Look, the smart answer there would have been your wife.
Yeah.
But since we know that's not true, I appreciate your honesty.
I mean, I'll listen to other people's opinion, but at the end of the day, I rarely change my opinion from listening to a podcast or something like that. I've never listened to a podcast.
What do you think podcasts are? You think they're just people out there like trying to get you to change your mind on stuff?
Well, I think a podcast is something they tape at some part of the day, and people go back and go to some website and hit it and listen.
Yeah, but it's mostly entertainment, buddy. It's mostly like, I like this person's personality. I like their background. I like, you know, in the case of our show, the people that listen to our podcast, they like the chemistry of the characters assembled. You know, it's not always about the information, although we do hope that we are contributing some information. Sometimes it's just about, like, you know, there's an entertainment value.
Just stupid stuff. Yeah, there's, I don't know. Everyone talks about Taylor Lewan, you guys, Joe Rogan. Like, I don't.
These are podcasters, yes.
I have no interest in listening to it whatsoever. I just really don't. I mean, and that's probably why people listen to us, because I'm an idiot. I could care less what Joe Rogan says. I really do.
Well,
I'm sure there are
some people out there who couldn't care less what we say either.
Great.
You know, but
yeah,
also they're not our target audience.
But I've never listened to a podcast. I mean, if Jesus had a podcast, I'd listen every day, but he doesn't.
We're going to need
go
to
ahead,
save
Will.
That one.
Go
if
ahead,
Jesus
Will.
Had a podcast, I would listen to that one.
That's
were
right into the
say
vault.
Huh?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay.
No, I was just telling him to nab that liner. I'm sure it'll show up on one of our future shows. All right, so I just want to be clear. You're okay with the guys campaigning for other players, even if it means they recognize that the team isn't good enough as currently constructed, which might ruffle feathers.
Yes.
As long
I just don't like, I don't like clickbait, Jen, basically. I don't like
guys
just saying they're doing something just to get click. And I get it. I mean, that's the way the world works, but it's not.
And you
I don't
think
want it
Keyshawn
part of my
Nixon
world.
Doing it is mostly to get attention on Keyshawn Nixon as opposed to genuinely wanting these players to join the team. Got it. Okay. I follow you.
Jen, my favorite player that I ever played against and I ever got to know, hands down, most favorite player was Barry Sanders, because he was the classiest guy I have ever met. And I love him to this day, the way he carries himself. He wasn't look at me, handed the ball to the referee. And I know everyone's like, get off my goal. Just the way I am. Classy.
Yep, I think class when I think of you, bud. Reaction rolling in on the Carbless talk and text line. Aaron and Fredonia saying, I'm with Chewy. I hate players who anoint themselves. I'll never forget MVS's quote when asked who the best wide receiver of all time was. He said, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, T.O., and myself. If you're actually great, you don't need to tell anyone. Everyone knows. Meanwhile, Chef Ed weighing in saying, I love listening to the Good Karma brand shows because you all are so entertaining. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. We'll be right back after this.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really
the 608 saying, Chewy, what if there was a podcast talking about NFL football history by someone who you played with in the 90s, not sharing political views, just stories from the old days? Would you listen to that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe you should start one. Sounds like a lot of work, I know.
Yeah, that does. But that'd be cool, like, to hear someone from Tampa Bay. Back in the day, some of the stories they had. We get a few. There's a funny story about Tampa. Well, it's Tampa Bay. Sam Weiss was the head coach. And I don't know how this got back to us. So we're playing them in like 94, and their receivers dropped like every ball thrown at them. So this is back in the day when they used to put our checks up on the locker. There was no direct deposit or anything like that. So it got back to us that Sam Weiss, the head coach, after the game we played him, handed the checks out personally to the players because he was so upset. And before he got to every receiver, he dropped it in front of them and said, oh, you dropped it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was great. And that got back to us, like, immediately, like maybe 3 or 4 days later. But I thought that was wonderful. Imagine doing that to players today.
Nope.
They'd cry.
They'd cry? No. Yeah. They would tweet about it, though.
Yeah, they probably would.
Have you seen the odds for the teams to, I guess, make the Super Bowl? No, win the Super Bowl. Have you seen these odds? It's way too early, right? But we did way too early power rankings yesterday, so we're sort of in that space of way too early predicting next season. Have you seen where the Packers are, Vegas odds for the Packers to win the Super Bowl, Chew?
I have not.
If you had to guess, because we love putting you on the spot, if you had to guess where the Packers are, what would you say?
I would say they're probably in line with yesterday's power rankings, and I believe they were 7.
Oh, look at you. Ding, ding, ding.
Nailed it.
Tied for 7th in the early Super Bowl 60 betting odds. Okay. We did say that the Chiefs were up there, right?
The Eagles
are obviously up there. Yeah, they were 1 on the power rankings.
Which I don't understand.
But the Eagles right now are the favorites to win Super Bowl 60 at plus 550. Then you got the Chiefs at plus 700. Then you got the Bills at plus 700. Then you got the Ravens at plus 700. So they got them all grouped together. Mm-hmm. Then you got the Lions at plus 900. San Francisco 49ers is interesting to me. What is it about the San Francisco 49ers that I'm supposed to buy into right now, Chew?
I have no idea. They have a good amount of money. They have more than the Packers, but they have to pay Purdy this offseason. Am I correct?
Yes, or not, right?
Or not. I mean, are you paying Brock Purdy $57, $58 million? I cannot do it. I can't do it.
Let me ask you a question, though. Why? Why can't you do it? Is it just because he's Mr. Irrelevant and just because?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he's special.
Mm-hmm.
I think your special quarterbacks now are dual threats.
Mm.
I think that's special. And that's why there's so much talk of Jordan Love having to run the ball next year. And I think that's something Matt LaFleur has to come to realize, not so much Jordan Love. Because Jordan Love's the quarterback. He'll do what you tell him. And I don't buy it. Gabe tries to say that Jordan Love is not as good an athlete as some of these other runners. I disagree.
You think he
is? He's a long...
Go ahead.
I think he is. I think he's a long strider. He's a little different kind of runner, but you build that into the progression, right? Do your pre-snap read. Recognize that it's man across the board. And if you don't have one, it should be 1-2 run. And I don't think they do it like that. And I think that's the new NFL. I really do. So I'm putting, you know, obviously Lamar as special. Mahomes is special. Josh Allen is special. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be really special. I like guys like that. I'm not paying statues in the pocket anymore that are efficient. Don't do anything great. Just does it good because of the weapons around them. I cannot pay that guy $58
million. Okay, so two things. One, San Francisco 49ers do plan to sign quarterback Brock Purdy to a contract extension. Team owner Jed York confirmed on Monday. So they are planning on giving him the extension. It remains to be seen if it will fall in line with Brock Purdy being the next guy to get a contract and if he has to go up and above or if they're able to come to a compromise at a little bit lower rate. But I will tell you this. After watching 49ers games, Chu, Brock Purdy has that evasiveness. Brock Purdy is able to run the ball. Brock Purdy is able to move the chains with his legs. I think that's one of the things they like about
special?
Him.
Is he special?
I think he's got like a 68, I'm guessing here.
Does he? Maybe I'm way off.
68% completion percentage for his career, and that includes, I think, last year when he was not that great. 66. 66 is the number. Purdy completed 66% of his passes. Oh, this is last year. 3,864 yards, 20 touchdowns to 12 interceptions.
I mean, that's not great, right? That's not great. Is it?
Well, what were the Niners' issues last year, Chu?
Injuries. Defensively, they were beat up.
So it sounds like Jed York and company aren't holding those things against Brock Purdy.
Yeah. I don't know. I just...
The reason it's relevant, of course, is because we're talking about the Super Bowl odds, and of course, all of these things could change, but it is an NFC team that is above the Packers in this list when you look at these Super Bowl odds. We mentioned the Lions plus 900, and we mentioned the Eagles at the favorite plus 550. The Commanders are actually right tied with the Packers at plus 1,800. So 18-1 odds for the Packers to win the Super Bowl.
I guess I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth.
I love it when you admit that.
No, I am, because I do not like, and I'll tell you why. If the guy isn't good as the guy who got paid last year, why would you pay him more money?
No, I hear you.
I'm kind of speaking out of both sides of my mouth, because I was the highest paid tight end in the NFL for, I don't know, 6 months or so, and I wasn't the best tight end.
So why were you the highest paid?
Because it was my time. I hit it at the right time. You know, it was timing. So
it never occurred to you to go up to the front office and be like, listen, it's a real nice offer you got there. However,
I thought about it, but realized it probably wasn't in my best interest.
Your financial advisors were like, shut the hell up, Chewy.
Basically, yes. So I have paid me that? No.
We all got to have those people. We all got to have the people who tell us when to shut the bleep up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't listen, but I have them. I have those people.
But what I've been told throughout the years, it's just all about fooling them. If you can fool them, it's great. Right?
It's kind of what we're doing here, at least I don't know.
Speak for yourself. When I look at these odds, I want the Packers to be higher on the list. But based on where they are currently and the way they ended the last season, I can't really expect them to be. Until the Packers make a move this offseason, we have talked about this, it feels like ad nauseum. Until the Packers make a big move this offseason, until we see what Goody and company do in the draft, I think they're probably right in a line, as you mentioned, with the power rankings we saw yesterday. There are some teams right now, especially in the NFC, that you can point to and say they feel ahead of Green Bay. Lions are one. The Eagles are one. I'm not buying the 49ers yet.
Well, Minnesota.
Minnesota, excellent question. Scrolling. Plus 4,000. That's got to be because of the quarterback situation. It's got to be because at the most important position, there is uncertainty.
And then what were the Packers, you said, again?
18-1. So okay. The Vikings are 40-1, and the Packers are 18-1.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. I don't know. Maybe just whoever's doing the deal didn't think the Minnesota Vikings are a flash in the pan.
What are we missing? 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. What are we missing about the 49ers that have the 49ers above the Packers in the odds next year to win the Super Bowl? What have the 49ers done? Is it more about their resume? Or I'm sorry, not resume. Their reputation? Is it more of them having been to the NFC Championship game over and over and now falling, you know, short, obviously, of their goals? But I found that one interesting.
Well, who's the running back? The real good one. White dude. 49ers. Will, can you help me out here?
Christian McCaffrey?
Thank you.
You don't know who Christian McCaffrey is?
Well, I forgot his name. I was hitting the head a lot.
I will tell you this. I was like, huh? What? Who are we talking about?
I thought
about
he was
here?
Playing a
so
joke on
he
me.
He had a horrible year because of injury. He was irrelevant. You know, they've just.
Okay, let me ask you this. Give me your crystal ball. If Christian McCaffrey is healthy last year, does he compete with Saquon Barkley or even a Derrick Henry for a rushing title?
No, but because he's such a good receiver as well, which kind of detracts from the amount of carries he gets. But if he has the year that we expect from him, they win a lot more games. You know? I mean, they still have weapons.
I thought you said that their window had closed.
I think it's closed. Well, I mean, I got to stop listening to the cap. That's another thing. I think the cap is a big lie. Because I would have never guessed in a million years that San Fran has more cap space than Green Bay.
Okay.
Let me just pull it up right now on SpoTrack.
Whoa, look at the work. Look at the legwork, guys.
Oh, I'm bringing value today. They have, they are two in front of Green Bay, and they have $43 million to spend. And I thought they'd be in cap hell by now. That's why I thought their window would be closing, but it's really not. I mean, that's going to get dinged because you just said what York said is they're going to pay Purdy, but I would put them – would you put them with the Packers?
For what?
Like on the same level?
Maybe. And maybe it's not odds? Maybe it's not worth getting all riled up about because it is 15-1 versus 18-1. But I just found it interesting coming off the season that they had – that they were above the Packers on this list of Super Bowl odds. And look, we are well aware out there, loyal listeners, that anything can happen over the course of a season, right? These odds change dramatically with an injury to a key position, with an injury to a quarterback, with, you know, like there's all sorts of things over the next 350 days that could change these odds. I just found it interesting that headed into the offseason, where both teams, the Niners and the Packers, each have an opportunity to bolster their roster to improve. Right now, they think that the Niners are ahead of the Packers. Do you think Brock Purdy is better than Jordan Love?
I think Jordan Love would be much, much better if a LaFleur used his receivers correctly and he had better receivers.
Oh, so now it's on LaFleur. Okay.
Well, of course. I mean, you have Tucker Kraft, who is trending to be a good tight. Get him the damn ball.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm tired of this sharing stuff.
Alan Wangan saying he would take San Francisco's defense over Green Bay's. I agree that when we have seen San Francisco's defense play at their best, they are very good. But I also think that Green Bay has closed the gap. I think what we saw of Green Bay's defense at the end of the season, they have closed that gap. We point to a lot of those positions. Fred Warner obviously jumps out off the page for San Francisco. But I think even Green Bay's linebackers have closed the gap there. We're going to put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Are you surprised that the 49ers have better odds right now to win Super Bowl 60 than the Green Bay Packers? Green Bay Packers are 18-1. Niners are 15-1. Chewy mentioned the cap. We talked about Brock Purdy. Again, it's relevant because it is a team that the Packers would theoretically have to go through to be where they want to be, which is in the NFC Championship game and on to the Super Bowl. I just don't know why the Niners are currently considered ahead of Green Bay. 800-990-3776. Let us know your reaction on that detail. We roll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this. But guys, before we go, do you remember 2 years ago now, maybe a year and a half, when I was walking through the State Fair Expo Center and I saw a sauna from Good Health Sauna and I bought it right then and there on the spot. Do you remember that? It is still to this day paying dividends for me and my family. It helps me with my energy and my flexibility. My skin looks better. My hair was growing as long as I was using the sauna. And the detoxification benefits are so worth it. I sleep really well at night whenever I use my sauna, thanks to Good Health Saunas. And listen, guys, the infrared sauna that I have is available on goodhealthsaunas.com. I can't speak highly enough of how great Good Health Saunas has been for my well-being and my overall health. And if you find yourself in the market for a sauna, the Nary Spring Home Improvement Show is going on from February 14th through February 16th. So that is this weekend. Good Health Saunas will have a booth just like they did at the State Fair, where you can check out their models, you can step inside, you can feel the warmth, you can feel the red light therapy that I use whenever I use my sauna, and you can figure out if that's something that would work for you as well. So go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com, and check them out at the Nary Spring Home Improvement Show this weekend, February 14th through the 16th.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
Holy moly, lots of reaction from our loyal listeners on why are the 49ers ranked above the Packers in the odds to win the Super Bowl next year. 49ers are likely ranked higher due to the history of Matt LaFleur failing to get past them in the postseason. That from Nick in Madison. You just kept it real simple.
Fair point.
Let's see. James in Connecticut says the 49ers have had some of the most impactful injuries to their team in 2024. Detroit overshadowed them because they had more injuries, but a healthy San Fran with Salah back at DC will be a top NFC team. So a lot of people giving credit to Salah being there now. Sam saying they are more likely to win their division than the Packers are to win theirs. So just a smattering of the reaction to why people think the Niners are above the Packers in the odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Chewy, I wanted to tell you something I saw on the old internet. There is a, first of all, before I get to it, when is the last time you saw a film in the theater? When's the last time you went to the movies?
I think Wonka.
Oh, okay.
That's probably two years ago. Yeah, really? Probably two.
2 years ago already? Really? A year and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
When you went to Wonka, did you go when it was scheduled to start and sit through what felt like a half hour of previews? Or did you show up when the movie started because you're smart?
A little bit of both. If I'm going to eat there, I really don't care. But if I'm not, then I usually go 10, 15 minutes after the movie starts.
And I think a lot of people do that, actually, because we have learned that going when the movie is supposed to start means that you are going to see a bunch of previews. One Connecticut lawmaker has decided to file a bill. This is what our lawmakers are doing now, by the way, guys. That would allow moviegoers to skip the lengthy intro. He believes that they should be required to say when the movie starts versus when the preview starts. So hear me out. You see your movie, whatever it is, you want to go see The Monkey. I don't know. That's what my kids keep talking about because they think the poster is scary. The Monkey. It's listed as noon, 2:30, and 5 p.m. They think it should say previews start at noon, movie starts at 12:25. And then 2:30, 2:55, 5 o'clock, 5:25, to be transparent about what time the movie actually begins. Do you like this, or can you just do the math in your own head?
I really don't care. See, I used to love the previews.
Me too.
Because we would sit there in base seeing the trailers, whether we're going to go see it. But now they've infused ads, which no one wants to see ads, you know? That part of it I don't like. But I do like watching the previews to other movies, you know? Because that's how me and Ange Bass which movie we're going to see while we're seeing this movie. So it doesn't really bother me that much. Does it bother you?
It doesn't
bother people.
It doesn't. So here's the thing. It doesn't bother me at all because I know now, based on experience, what I'm getting into. So if my kids want to go see a movie and it starts at 3 p.m., we're not even getting to the theater till 3:15, and we're not walking into the actual theater until 3:20. You know what I mean? Like, we just bake that in because I don't need them sitting through the previews and, you know, time. You know, I try to be efficient with my time. And so to me, I've just made that decision. I don't necessarily need the marquee to say, here's when the previews start and here's when the movie starts. So to me, this was like, okay, can't we all just do the 20 to 25 minutes in our head? You know, it feels like a problem that doesn't need to be solved. Does that make sense?
It doesn't. And I get why the movie theaters do it, because they want to maximize the amount of time that the people are in the theater because they feel they will spend more money. Right? That's the only reason they do it. So, like you said, figure it out. It's not a big deal. Although I do like, if they did the ads, I would really like it if they did the ads for 5 minutes and then run the trailers from there. But they don't do that. They run a trailer and then an ad, another ad, a trailer. That gets a little grindy.
This also explains why you stay off the internet, because you can't escape ads on the internet either.
Yeah.
I do want to tell you that I used to, before I knew what I was going to do for a job, I used to think that I would make trailers. That's what I wanted to do. I was so enamored with trailers.
Yeah,
that I thought,
would be cool.
Right? You take the full feature film and you shrink it down to a minute-long thing with the best moments, and you put a great score underneath it, and you've got cool dialogue that's going to grab everybody's attention. I thought I would make trailers. I don't even know where I would start that career. Like, how does one even begin to be a person that makes trailers?
But the thing is, the best trailers are usually the crappiest movies, because they put all the good parts of a terrible movie into the trailer. They get you to go, and then you're like, oh, that movie sucked.
Is there anything, have you seen any good movies recently?
No, because everyone's doing Netflix or Prime, right? I mean, that's the new rage.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, movies, what's the last good movie that's been out? And I liked Wonka. I thought Wonka was great. I thought it wasn't the best one, but it was certainly better than the Johnny Depp one.
I'm surprised that you haven't seen the other, you know, speaking of Timothy Chalamet, he's in the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown. That feels like something you'd be into.
With my $17 service, Jen, I can watch that whenever I want.
Forgot
so
about
that's
the $17
part of the problem.
Service. Will, what about you? Have you seen any good movies lately?
I saw A Complete Unknown on Christmas Day, the day it came out. Phenomenal.
Yeah?
Is it really?
Yeah, I really like Chalamet. I wasn't really familiar with his game before watching that, but apparently he did all the songs live in like one take too, which I thought was pretty impressive.
What was his dream movie that he wants to do? It's something really obscure. Really obscure.
Like where did you hear about this? Were you watching Extra or something? Entertainment Tonight?
On the internet. But it's really, he wants to do it on some obscure golfer or something along those lines.
Timothy Chalamet is living his best life right now, just cranking out hit after hit. He's dating Kylie Jenner. He was on Game Day this past year. That was a
thrill. Have you guys ever saw King?
King?
I think it's on Netflix. Watch it. He's in it. It's outstanding.
King? What's it about?
King. I think it's King Henry the something or other.
The one with all the wives?
I guess it's a true story, but it's medieval. It's kind of got a Game of Thrones feel to it. Watch it. Whew.
I don't know if your movie is about Henry VIII, but it just occurred to me that of all the kings, he's the only one I know anything about because of the song that we learned when we were kids. They need to be teaching lessons in song. That's just the reality, right? The only thing I know about Henry VIII is that he had a bunch of wives.
Yeah, and he loved turkey legs.
That wasn't in the song.
Doesn't he always walk around with a turkey leg?
I don't know. Never met the guy.
I should get I'd love a pet owl on my shoulder. Wouldn't that be cool?
I don't think
like,
owls
who's
are.
The guy?
I don't think owls are shoulder creatures.
You thinking of Harry Potter?
No, I just think, hey, you know, the guy that always, he lives in the house where the guy always has the owl on his shoulder. That'd be cool. No? That's how I want to, you don't need to know my name, just owl on the shoulder.
You don't think those talons are going to give you a tough time? You know, owls have talons.
No, I'm aware.
Yeah?
I have one that hoots on the top of my house when I'm back there. You have one that, I throw rocks at it.
That hoots?
No, it's a screeching owl that there's nothing worse. Nothing worse.
You can't throw rocks at owls, buddy.
To get them off your fireplace. That's my chimney. Mine. Ain't his. There's got to be boundaries here.
Yeah. I don't think he's reading the mortgage, so I think he might be thinking he can go wherever he wants. All right. I want to put it on the poll. I thought it was absurd. I thought this was the craziest thing to be spending any sort of time on in the government. I think people can figure out when the trailers end and when the movie starts. And maybe you got to give yourself a 5-minute buffer, early, late, whatever it is. Maybe it's not always 25 minutes. Maybe it's 20 minutes at your theater. Maybe it's 15. But for the most part, I think we all know how the trailer system works. And if you don't want to sit through them, go 20 minutes later. I guess you run the risk of missing the beginning of the movie. Maybe that's what he's trying to guard against. Let us know, 800-990-3776. Chew and me and Will. We'll wrap up the show right after this.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
What is more intriguing to you? We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll earlier this morning. Aaron Rodgers joining the Steelers and facing off against the Packers in Ireland, or Aaron Rodgers going to the division and joining the Vikings? 60% of people agree with you, Chew. They say it's the Vikings. Yeah. Having him in the division and pairing up with Kevin O'Connell and that team that obviously had a ton of success, surprising success, last season would be more intriguing than Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. And then we'll kindly put on the poll, do you think Aaron Rodgers is as spiteful as Brett Favre? I did not approve that poll going out, by the way. That was a Chew poll, but 65% of people said yes, Chew. Does that make you happy?
I don't think he is. Do you?
I didn't know Favre the way that you know Favre, so I feel like I'm just guessing over here.
A lot of spite. A lot of spite.
We also asked, are you surprised that the 49ers have better odds to win Super Bowl 60 than the Packers? 61% of people say no, they are not surprised. Will D'Antosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Be safe out there today, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Supposed to get a lot of snow. Keep it slow. Get to where you're going. Have a great one. We'll be back with you tomorrow.